Now let us just give me the Rambam Hilchos Knesset and also Shaila Pitachon. It's a psak of the Rif, the problems that Baal HaMor had with it, and psak of the Baal HaMor. Now, there are different ways of interpreting the psak of the Rif. Let's see how the Rambam interprets it and where he and the Baal HaMor separate. Now, let's just review what it is the Baal HaMor has to say. And let's put it in perspective of another machokas between the Ramban and Baal HaMor, the beginning of the fourth parak of Baba Kama. Beginning of the fourth parak of Baba Kama, you have the following situation. Let's describe where the machlokas is. Reuven steals something from Shimon. And Reuven becomes a Baal Tshuva. He wants to give it back to Shimon. And Shimon says, you know what? Give it to Tzedakah. Give it to Hektish. So the moment Reuven stole it from Shimon, it's Einu Bishus Shimon. The moment it's Einu Bishus Shimon, Shimon can't be makne it, he can't be maktish. At what point does it go back to Shimon? Says the Baal HaMor, the moment Reuven isn't refusing to give it, and he wants to give it back to Shimon, all of a sudden, this ganav stops being ganav, it's a shomer for Shimon. And now it's Bishur Shimon. And Shimon can be Makdash. Ramban says, no. What did Reuven do? He made a Maisik Geneva with Mafkia it from the Rishus of Shimon. And until he actually physically puts it back in the Rishus of Shimon, so it's still Einu Bishuso. And Reuven stays a ganav. And therefore, Shimon can't be makdish and makna. Okay. This is at the beginning of the Baal HaMor Ramban. At the beginning of the fourth parak of Baba Kama. Okay. Very famous classic issue of the Baal HaMor Ramban. Baal HaMor says, "Lo amrinim einu b'shuso b'dova sheinu mitzarv halolitno." He's not refusing to give it back. And to which the Ramban says, "Sha'afu pisha halo rotzalito lo ena kodesh kamin shibatoros gezelu etzno." And he goes on to say, he has to give it back. You need a ma'isa hafka and you need a ma'isa hashafa, and just holding on to it for the Bible is not enough. Okay. Fast forward to Kuf Yud Ches. Ramban says, "What's happening here?" Ramban says, if I say that the Shomer became a Ganav, Gneva necessitates what? He says it very quickly. Handing it back to Rishus Bailam. Just the fact that I become a Baal Tshuva is not enough. And the Rishus HaShomer is no longer Rishus Ba'alim. What is Rishus Ba'alim? The area underneath the Pikadon that the Shomer was Mashil to the Mafkid. So it actually belongs to the Mafkid. Putting it back L'makoma satisfies the Ramban's requirement that he talked about back in the fourth parak. What does the and Ramban doesn't seem to have a split. You can be a shomer and a ganav, but you have to have hashavas hagneva to get out of the chiyav onsen of being a ganav. Very clear. The Baal Amor says no. I do tshuva. That's enough. He said the mokum b'alim koi when me'ach hashech ziru l'mokum shaganav. He says, I brought it back where I took it from. He doesn't require this whole extra thing that the Ramban has that apparently at this point he's working within the Rashbam. He doesn't need that. I did tshuva, I took it back, I put it back, and so I'm about tshuva now. And I am Mekayim the Shmira. And for him, I'm Mekayim the Shmira, the Tnoei HaShmira, that the Mafkid wants. I'm a Baal Tshuva. So my Gneva stops. I don't need all these complications. That's number one, the Baal Amor Rambam. Yes, Rabbi. Okay, we shall get there. You are running ahead of me. You are running ahead of me, Rabbi. Okay, now. The Baal Amor's big problem with the Rif, besides how to learn the Sugya, because the Baal Amor has a problem, he doesn't think Rabbi Yochanan works with Rabbi Kiva. Only Rav works with Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Yishmael hold? Rabbi Yishmael, according to the Baal Amor, that during the period that he took the object before he gives it back, Shmira is suspended and then reinstated later on when he puts it back. According to the Ramban, there's no stereo, you're Shomer and a Ganav simultaneously. According to the Baal Amor, what does Rabbi Akiva say? According to the Baal Amor, what Rabbi Akiva says is a very simple thing. You don't, once the Shmira is gone, it's not reinstatable. What happens if Mafkid says, okay, you can keep it? You have to begin Shmira all over again. To quote some of the questions we had, that means you'll need a new Ma'aseh Mashiach, you need everything. You're beginning from scratch. And then, therefore, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, exactly how to reinstate things. It's just, you reinstate the Shmira, and therefore, and without Das, it gets reinstated. Put it back, you become a Baal Tshuva, you're a Shomer back all over again, and now you reinstate the Shmira. Possibility number one, says Rabbi Akiva, no, once the Shmira's gone, not reinstatable. Now, because of that, he says like this, I have a problem with the Rif. What's my problem with the Rif? My problem with the Rif is simply, according to the Rif, the way he learns the sukkahs, Shomer Shaganav Mishuso is more chomer than a Ganav Shaganav Mishuso. Why? He said, Bob Mitzia in Hamafkin, Dafke Shomer Shaganav Mishuso, called Sover Rabbi Kiva Daini Das Bailim. And even in Selah, Ganav Agazim is based by them. No. בדובר שאין בעלי בחיים, אפילו מיני לא צורך. רבי יוחנן, doesn't need anything. He says, היך יהיה השומר שגונב משוסו, צורך דעס בעלם, אפילו בסלע, וגונב כיס, ניבס בעלם, אפילו מיני לא צורך. Okay, Bav Kalva Homo. I'm going to tell you the Teretz. The Riff is going to answer me. I don't like that Teretz. Yim Tomar, in a Chanami. Mishum de Shom, Mishigon, and Mishuso came with the call, Sashmiraso. Ishtak, he didn't give it back to Rishus Bailam. If so, it says he has to give it back to Rishus Bailam. What is this Das Bailam? Nothing to Das Bailam, it's Rishus Bailam. He's a Ganav, call Sashmiraso. He's a Ganav, so you go do din a Ganav. Okay, so let's see. Okay. These are all of his problems. Now let's see what the Rambam says, and we'll see what the Ramban says. Both work within the world. You're going to have the Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, all working within the world of the Rif. Rambam says like this. Shomer Shigonav Mishuso. Shigonav Tlemei Eder, Shehufkadetso, Vesela Mekis Shehufkadetso, and Yechol of Edim, Chayeb Akeifa. That's a separate issue. Rav Bish Hechsa, and the Rav doesn't like that. That's Rav Bish Hechsa Hatzela Lemakomo. Vahatlele Edro, Harza Chayeb Achyuso, Ad Shiyodia Habaylim. Sharei, why? Kol Sishmirotso. Das Bible means I have to tell it to you directly. Now, says the Rifle. And this is not disagreeing with the Rambam, this is being most of the Rambam. No, there's another option he has. What is the option? Oshiyasa hakis labolov, layimnema osov. He hands it back to the mafkid, and the mafkid counts how much there is, and no realize is he got his pikodin back. This is Shomer Shagonov. Aval hagonev selam mikis chavero. Oh, keli mi beso hechsid of hagonov. Em yodo habayla begnevosov lo yodo bachazerosov. Atayin hagonov chay berchus. No, if he knew that it was stolen. So he has to know that it was unstolen and that he got it back. You don't have to talk to him. You don't have to say anything. A regular ganav, you have to get it back to the Rishus Bailim. Getting it back to the Rishus Bailim is not enough. If he knew there was a gneva, he has to now know that everything he has is intact. This I understand. What is the din of Hashavas HaGneva, Hashavas HaGneva? That's a tikkun amuvos. You undo that which happened. So if he did not know that anything happened to it, so then, the only part of the gneva was I took it from his rishus into my rishus, so put it back in his rishus. Knowledge, there was no knowledge, so that's not part of the tikkun amuvos. On the other hand, if he knew that it was stolen, he has to know that he got it back. That's all part of the Tikkun HaMuvos. That's fine. But now, so why? The Rambam, Das Bailam, according to the Rambam, is you have to tell it to him. I would say a very, very simple thing. And here's where he splits off. What do you mean I tell it to him? Balamor has a problem. What do you mean tell it to him? Big deal, tell it to him. But you're a ganav. You say kol sishmirasa. So what is it? Bring it back to the Rishus Bailam, because every ganav brings it back to the Rishus Bailam. You're kol sishmirasa, it's gone. You're beginning from scratch now. So apparently you're going to the Bailam. You're not beginning from scratch. Tells the Bailam, guess what? I'm a Baal Teshuva. So the Bailam have an option of one or two things. Okay, fine. Accept your Teshuva. Keep it. Or give it back to us. If the Bailam wanted back, So right now, at this point, he's not a shomer. Or if he tells the Bailam, the Bailam can say, fine. The Bailam can reinstate the Shmira, which means now reinstating the Shmira. So all of a sudden, it seems, and this is exactly the Balamor's point, where he doesn't agree with the Rambam. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Kolser Shmira, that Bishas Hagneva, he's not a shomer. So, and he, what's the machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Shmuel says that you reinstate it, you go back to the original one. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not reinstatable, you have to give it back. Comes the Rambam, L'chol HaPachos, we'll see what happens, and the Rambam says, no, it's not what's happening. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gneva was never Paka. The Shmira was never Paka. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's Paka. But if the Mafkid is agrees, he can reinstate it. But he has to agree to it. That's why you have to be modia him. You have to tell him, give him the option to decide yes to continue or not to continue. Comes along the Balamor and says, like, comes along the Raiva and says, yeah, but that's if you're going to reinstate the Shmira. You have to be Modiyahim. But the Shomer has another option. What's the option? Handing it back, because he's a Ganav. And but he says if he hands it back, I'm not sure necessarily the Rambam is going to agree with this. The Mafkid has to count it. Why? Here we get into a whole issue of Ashita's arriving. On Kedushin Daf Chesamet Beis and Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. If a Shomer in the middle of the Shmira decides, I want to give it back. Can he give it back or he can't give it back? It's all other issue. Because here what happens, he tells the Bailam, what does he tell the Bailam? I want to give it back. Bailam says, you agreed to take care of it for 30 days. Can't give it back. Elamai says, you know, I want to give it back because I'm a Ganav. Oh, you told me you're a Ganav. They can say, okay, we're going to continue. Or fine, give it back. But the moment he informs, the only way he can give it back is by telling them something went wrong in the middle. When he tells them something went wrong in the middle, so what does the Rambam require? Minyan. And they're getting it back and they're sure nothing's being reinstated. Okay, this is apparently the Shita's Rambam. Where does the Balamor disagree? The Balamor says very simple. The moment, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no reinstating. That's Rabbi Yishmael. You want to reinstate? Fine. A new Mashiach and begin now from scratch. Not just telling him and everyone's agreeing, okay, I'm a good boy from now on. This is the smoothest way of understanding the Rambam's version of the Rif against where the Balamora doesn't like the Rif. Now, would the Ramban agree with this or he wouldn't agree with this? Let's see what the Ramban says.
Oh. Maybe the Balamor would say, even if the Bailam gave him permission to be a Shomer again, he can't be a Shomer again?
He says he has to go back to Rishus Bailam, because it's called Shmirosa. He's a guy, the Gneva was Mavatal the Shmira. The moment the Gneva is Mavatal the Shmira is gone. And the moment the Shmira is gone, so he's a Ganav and gives it back to Shusa. He said, that's exactly, let's take a look. He says, I'll give you the, he says, why don't I accept what the Rif says? The Rif ends up of something he found very difficult to accept. Why did he find it very difficult to accept? He said, it turns out a Shomer Shigan Hargonev is more Chomer than Stamaganov. I said, I'll tell you what you. I'll tell you what. I'll give you the teretz to my kasha, and I'll tell you why I don't like the kasha. He says, "Ain't a chenami." Shum the shomer shagana mishur came and calls from Rotsi Shach to a hundred lishus bialim. He said, "Okay, it's not. Then it's not a question of das bialim. It's a question of rishus bialim. Das bialim means I know about it and keep going. Go about it and keep going. Why? Called Sushmi Ross.
And he should become a new shomer because he needs like
you, then you want to begin all over again. You can begin from Bereshit all over again. With the Mashiach, etc. But there's no reinstating according to Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Yishmael.
Rabbi?
Yes. Rabbi Blau.
Who's my idea? A
normal Gazan who's Modia to the Bailam? So, what does it say? He has to tell them, I'm holding on to it. So now let's go back to what the Balamor said at the beginning of the fourth parak. What is the Balamor saying? Balamor is saying at the beginning of the fourth parak, he's talking about Eina Bishuso, right? Let's go back to what the Balamor said at the beginning of the fourth parak. He says, the moment I'm holding on to it for him, and a chanami, it's bishuso. He can be makta, he can be maktish. Okay. Is there a chiyuv to give it back? Of course there's a chiyuv to give it back. I have to make it available to him. I'm making it available. What is chiyuv hashova? Now, chiyuv hashova, there are two types of ganav with a chiyuv hashova. One is a ganav with a chiyuv hashova that he's nishba. Where's Nishba? I have to chase him, and I'm not until it's in my hand. But let's say the following situation. I was just now in London for 2 days. Let's say someone would have stolen my wallet while I was in London. Okay. Then he became a Baal Teshuva, looks in all the information, calls me here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm a Baal Teshuva. I want to give it back to you. Does he have to get in a plane and come to Eretz Yisrael to give it back to me? No. Just has to make it available there in London. I want it. I go pick it up. Okay. So what does the Baal HaMor say? The Baal HaMor says like this. I steal it. I know Chanami. I steal it. I stole it. I'm Chayav HaShofa. It's now Bishus Bailim. I know Chanami. It's Bishus Bailim. But I'm holding on to it for the Bailam, and I'm holding on for the Bailam. So my Chiv HaShova is telling the Bailam, I have to inform the Bailam that I'm holding on to it for you. Fine. Wonderful. Now, if I want to reinstate a Shmir, I have to begin all over again. I have to make a brand new Kenyan. Shmir, what does the Gemara say that Dalet Shomer Tzrichim Mashiach, right? I have to make a brand new Mashiach and Midas Bailam. So that I can always do that.
Regular
doesn't but wait a second. The question is, what sort of a shomer? How does he become a shomer? With the dinei shmirah on such a thing? That's we get into the whole other thing in the Ramban. If I'm holding on to your property, and here that's another issue the Ramban and Baal HaMor have. I'm holding. That's the nuts. There's the first Baal HaMor Ramban and the fourth parak and the second. I just told you about the second. The first one, the Ramban, has a klal. Okay, and the Baal HaMor has a different klal. If I'm holding on to your property, anytime I'm holding on to your property, I automatically become a shomer. Okay, that's Ramban's klal. How the Baal HaMor? Ramban has a much more complex klal. So, no, if I want to become a regular shomer to redo the original shmira, I want to redo the original shmira. According to the Baal HaMor, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Kol shmira also means it's finished. The moment, according to Rabbi Akiva, kol shmira also it's finished, I have to get back to Rishus Bailam. No, and that is my chiyuv. And the moment I tell the Bailam, I'm willing to give it back to you. It's no longer Eino Bishus Bailam. And my chiyuv is to make it available to them. That's the whole thing. The Me'idach Gisa,
the Ramban says, I have to make it available to them. I don't have to chase them, but I'm not makayim my hashava until I actually deposit it in their rishus, or they take it from me. So there's the interim period, I'm still a ganav. According to the Ramban, there's the interim period, I'm still a ganav. I was mafkiyat rishus after he master it to their rishus. And cause my, I don't have to chase them to do it. The mitzvah of the Hejavas HaGzeila Shegazel says what? Make it available to them. Only in the case of Nishbash, Yolichenu Achrav Lamada, you have to chase them and put it in their hand. Okay. I'm trying to put a lot of different things together to see how it all should come out as one well-organized picture, how they're, where they're all coming from. But it's one very, if you see where all the pieces are, the pieces of the puzzle fit beautifully all together.
So do you have a Ryan, the Rambam, that you'll read stating the original
Shira? I'll tell you. The only thing I was looking at is Rambam. Modiah. He's Modiah. And then the moment he's Modiah, he's not Chayav Bonson. Wait a second. Why isn't he Chayav Bonson anymore? What's his stat? I'm Modiah then. So I'm Modiah then. So that, let's just read what the Rambam has to say.
The Rambam by regular Kazan also has the
Rambam. What?
The Rambam by regular Kazan with my dear also is the
Rambam. Wait a second. I'm not so sure. But that's just what he says here. Ad she yodia habaylim. Sharei kol se shmirotsu ki ilu lo hech se klum. Ad she yodia ba'olov. He's not machzer until he's modia the baylim. So that means, now, are you, I'm not 100% aware that the Rambam agrees with the Balamor on this and disagrees with the Ramban on this. Now, that I'm not sure. The Pashas is that I always understood he agrees. I mafki erishus, machzer to erishus. And what does the Ravid, the Ravid's not disagreeing with the Rambam, says, yeah, he can be, how did the Ravid understand the Rambam? There are two options. Tell them I have your kiss and all the money's back in the kiss. Or hand them back the kiss and have them count it, make sure it's there. What is the Ravid telling me? He's adding to the Rambam. Rambam, you're right, but I have an addition. What's my addition? There's another option, giving it back to them. That's my other option, giving it back to them. Okay, that's my other option, giving it back to them, which is an option. So what does he say? There are two options, being modi of them and giving it back. Why is it A or B? I'll tell you why it's A or B. Because I'm modi of them and we reinstate the Shmira, I don't have to give it back. But if I don't reinstate the Shmira, the Balaam can say, listen, I don't trust you anymore. You're a ganav. They can say, give the whole thing back. Okay, now let's take a look. This is how the Rambam takes the Rif Psak. This is how the Rambam takes the Rif Psak. Yes, Rabbi.
This time we turn the Rambam from the bar, the school side, 10-5 of school, the column thing. We send the Rambam that if a Shomer Apis should have, yeah, he's Nishba, he's not.
According to the Enochanami, the moment he's a Shalayach Yad, at that point, if he has not been modiya the Bailam, so what does Rabbi Akiva say? Kol se shmiras, right? And therefore, at this point, I am currently not a shomer. I only can become a shomer when the mafkid agrees I can resume the shmira. In the case that the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, what is it? I was Shulayach Yad. Then I'm Kofa Pinkan, right? Okay. So I'm not handing it back to him. And I'm not telling him I'm the Ganav and I want to resume and I'm a Baal Tshuva. I'm saying no. I'm doing a second Avera. You're not a Shomer at that point. The Baalim never reinstated you as a Shomer. Right? You have to be reinstated. But it's something that you don't begin from Breishis. What do you do? Modia, fine, continue. Everyone can begin from Bereshis. That's not a problem.
Everyone agrees at that point you just need to be in the gift.
You want to begin from Bereshis. The Rambam has a klal. What's the Rambam's klal? How does he learn the Gemara and Baba Kama that I am? Yes. You need a Mashiach. You need a Natsmafkid. So, you need a Mashiach. And you can always begin. You can always begin all over again. Everyone agrees you can begin all over again. It's not a question. If you begin all over again, you begin all over again. And according to the Rambam, for instance, When if something happens afterwards to the chayvah, what is what zman will the shiva and the chosim be from? Mishas, the original mashicha, right? Because you're going back to the original shmirah. With the original mashicha, it's not a brand new mashicha.
Yeah. In Perek Zayin in Hilchos Gezeilah Aveda, the Rambam sounds like you just need a haidah by a standard goslin.
Okay, let's take a look and see. Perek Zayin, halacha what? Tes. Hagotzas chaver, af bi shekofa bo, ho of long nish, mem chazav a holdo, en a chayv lirdo of hachab amashe, yachsu lehem a moshe, el yehe bi yara gasen, at shivo habaylam, lirdo lo shahem. Yeah, and a chanamik, but he doesn't say, that everyone agrees. That's what I said 10 minutes ago. The question is, what in this interim period is the Chiyav Onsen? Let's say at that point, all of a sudden there's a Chiyav Onsen. No, does he talk about that? No. What does he say? Let's read. That's exactly how long we said. That's the difference between a Stam Gzela. He has to be modiyah by them. Right. But here he's saying, what is he saying? Berg dal hilchos gneva. Modiyah by them. Sure. What does it mean? There's no hashava until he's modiyah by them. That itself is not a hashava. Why is that a hashava? Why is that a hashava? So as the Balamor says, hashava sakzela. If there's no shomer anymore, the Baal Mor has a very strong kasha. It has to get back to Lusha's Baalim. Enochanami, what is my chiyuv? I have to get the person who, let's say what happened to me, someone stole my wallet in London. He has to pick up the phone and tell me, okay, your wallet's in my house in London. Someone should come and pick it up. Does he have to get in a plane and give it to me? No. If he was Nishba, he does. Oh, that's the whole difference. One is making it available. What is my chi of Hashova, and when is that completed? And the chi of Onsen is when it's going to be when it's completed. Yeah. Oh, now, comes in the Ramban in this whole picture. Ramban says like this. V'hine lefuneinu divrei Rabbeinu HaGadol. Shebechol mokom shekotzev v'shome shegonav mirshuso tzorach das b'aylam perish. Pirish v'ama mishum dekeven dekal yishmirosu kilo hechsedomi de'adayim b'shusei kaimi. Fine. V'aninami tzorach das b'alam de'ima b'gemara de'chavis. That's what the Gemara Chavis says. I need das b'alam. I'm nechziru l'shus b'alam shalomi das b'alam b'zelo di Rabbeinu Gadol. So what is he saying? And this is where the Baal HaMor says, I don't like it. He's saying, if he tells the Bailam, he doesn't have to give it back to Rishus Bailam, which is what the Rambam says. But let's say he tells the other option. that he figures, I'm just going to drop it in the house of the Bialim. I'm dropping it in the house of the Bialim. So the Rif didn't talk about that. Do I need a Das Bialim or I don't need a Das Bialim? After all, here we have, wait a second. What does the Ramban say in Kedushin? Can he decide, I want to stop the Shomer? If a Shomer, I have a Chiyuv Achrayus, I have everything. In the middle of it, can I reinstate it? Or I can't reinstate it? Or what happens in the first? Can I terminate the Shmira in the middle or not? Because of what has the Ramban told us? You can do two things simultaneously. You can be a Ganav and a Shomer. So he's still a Shomer. Now, this Shomer who's a Ganav, what is his whole, what is the thing? He's Daito Kedas Palabais in a Chanami. That continues. That's the din of a Shomer. Here he disagrees with Rashi, but his Rishus is not Rishus Palabais, except if it's in that special place. He has to give it back to Rishus Palabais. Fine. A Shomer cannot just say, I'm dropping it into your house. And what does he say? Kol Shomer, every Shomer. Let's say I agree to be a Shomer for 30 days. And after 15 days, I say no. I go to the Bialim's house, knock on the door. The babysitter answers. The children answer. I said, I can't. I'm here putting it on the dining room table. Putting it on the dining room table. I don't want to have to deal with this. Says the Ramban, until he is maskim, agrees to it, the Shmira continues. So you just can't drop it in this house. What, you want to know why? Take a look to Ramban, Kedushin Dafu Gimel Amud Aleph. The advantage or disadvantage of this sugya is it spreads out into countless multiple side sugyas. Tzorach 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 Shafilu Ganav Tzorach Shiyazel Oso Rishus Sheganav Mishav. Here he goes back to what he says in the fourth paragraph. What does the Ganav have to do? Give back to the Rishus. So it's the Rishus. So I make Korah Kosar Kedai. We're going to talk to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Ganav and Yalma. I feel hot for Yalma, Rabbi Shmuel. The Mokom Shigonav Yachsir. That's the Ramban repeated. It has to go back to the Rishus Habaylim. That's why he had to come up here in defending of the Rif, putting in the fact that I agree with the Rashbam. Wait a second. Now he's telling you something. When I said previously that because he's Mashal Makom, I didn't mean that 100%. He says. Because now he says, I'm Machser the set to the Eder. I put it back with this whole flock. That's not a physical place, that's a situation. That is, means I have to restore the thing to the Shmira that the Bialim wanted. In a Ganav, I took it from his Rishus. But here, what did I do? He says, Tzor hach otsa mokom. Im lo mokom, tzor shiedu abaylam. Yechazarosa adem monach lebe mokomo. Shamina afilu shomer shigana mishus vechsa lishus adayin toriz gazan vegana vola. What? Oh, excuse me. My mistake.
Okay,
Okay, now, the question is, there's one thing. What time are we holding now? Okay. The Ramban is, what the Ramban is doing with Eder. It's not to the Rish, why that's considered Rishus Bible. Okay. Now, I'll leave that. I haven't figured that out. That's one final thing I haven't done. Mirat Hashem. Now, if you take a look at the Rashba and the Raivad, they come from a total different angle. A total different angle. What does Das Baile mean? It's a Din and Tshuva. It's a Din and Tshuva. And the Ramban and the Rashba has a very interesting twist in Mitzvah Tshuva. Now, according to the Rashba, and according to the Raivad, until I makaya mitzvah tshuva properly, I'm still a ganav and I'm still chay bonds. That's a massive chiddush from where they're coming from. Raivad, so the Rashba says, what does das mean? Ganav le das? I know that Reuven took it. No. And what does that mean? Part of tshuva means I have to know that Reuven gave it back. I'm not choshed him that he's holding on towards something else. It's a whole different mahalach. They come from, has nothing to do with dinei tshuva. Nothing to do with dinei hashava. So read the Rashba. It's a long Rashba. But if you just zero in on what he's saying, it's amazing. He says an amazing thing. Ikrin shalvam koshali lomad tzarach das bayle lo sagi afilu minyan. Why? Ka shechziu lamokam shenotovam kvar kiim heishav sagzela shekazal. Kol shenotol v'yadu bo habayle kosova rav t'bainin hashova k'ein hagzela. Kedei sheyotzi zeh me'achshad, midechshad. If the Bailim, I saw someone take my wallet, so what does Rav say? He has to tell me he's giving me back my wallet. So I know he did it, and he's a Baal Tshuva. But more than that, and that's Midinei Tshuva. But comes Rav and tells me an unbelievable halacha. That the Hashava Sagzela that terminates my Chiyav Onsen depends on my fulfilling completely my Mitzvah Tshuva. Rav, it says it may be a knas or something. He says, no. It's me'ikar hadin of Hashavas Hagzela. That until a Makayin, Hashavas Hagzela is a din in tshuva. Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva that until I give back the chayfetz, my tshuva klapei shemayim I can't do, because the Hashavas Hagzela's part is the tikkun amuvus is part of tshuva. Comes the Rashba and says an unbelievable idea. It's not only physically giving it back, repairing my reputation. It's all part of mitzvah tshuva and ma'akev, and I'm chayiv onsen until I repair my infirmity. I looked at this Rashi, it's like unbelievable. Until I do that, I'm not makayv hashava sekzela. It's not just putting it back into his rishus. He's putting back to his rishus when I need to ask for. It's back in his rishus. It's back in his rishus.
Ready?
Yeah.
What would happen if someone would, I'm the ganav, and someone takes it away from me and gives it back to the Bible? So I'm still chayv until I do tshuva.
I don't know. This Rashba has been so mind-blowing, I haven't been able to... I mean, it's a very unbelievable sheet. So the Rashba... I don't know. Mitzvah Hashem will finish off all the final details. Tomorrow I have bris. So, on Sunday when we just go back to our mission in Hamavke. So, give me time, but I just saw this. I said, wow. So I understand what the Ravid says. The Ravid says it's midin tshuva, so it's a knas, something. He said, no. It's me'ikir hadin of hashava sagzeli. I have to make sure the person understands him about tshuva, and it's not choshmi anymore. And until that happens, I'm chayven on. He says it. He keeps talking and talking and talking, but from the beginning to the end, I mean, that's one consistent idea. And he's fighting the Ravid, who says it's a knas. Okay, this is how this whole idea of Hashofa works. And Meretz Hashem Bli Neder will pass it over Rosh Hashanah on Sunday. And then we move back to Bob Metzia, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, and another very... multi-layer subject.